this is yet another press release from Facebook outlining the existence of pages that Facebook calls coordinated inauthentic behavior, but I guess you could more call coordinated social media manipulation or attempted manipulation. And what the press release lays out is three different operations, one involving spam, one involving coordinated behavior, perhaps on the part of Iran against several countries. And Facebook says it affected around 2 million accounts in total.
You know, we've heard about troll farms and so on. Are these just random hacking activities by people who think it's a fun thing to do? Or is Facebook suggesting here that states are coordinating this, that they are the principal actors behind it?
Well, it seemed like the biggest network, which affected about 1.4 million accounts. And again, Facebook doesn't say whether those 1.4 million Facebook accounts were actual people or whether they were potentially fake Facebook accounts. But it says that it seemed to be copying the output of Iranian press television, and that it was targeting specific countries that Iran might have a vested interest in. And what it also says, I think, which is important, is buried right at the end of the press release, is that that their investigation benefited from the press in Australia. So what often happens here is that stuff is pointed out to Facebook to say, we found some stuff that might be inauthentic, and then Facebook reacts, and then some of it is proactively found on the part of Facebook. Facebook then deletes these accounts.
And of course, this is all part of Facebook's response to the increasing pressure it's facing over online accountability and its role in enforcing standards. Facebook, one of course, being such a giant in this field. How are they progressing? And is this kind of response going to be enough to keep the regulator from the door?
This response is one on average that happens every 4 to 6 weeks from Facebook, affecting some country or set of countries in the world. So even just over the last 6 months, this is about the 10th time we've seen a release from Facebook like this. When it comes to the elections coming up in May, the European Commission has set up essentially an action plan for trying to deal with this in coordination with companies like Twitter, Google, and Facebook, and are trying to build accountability mechanisms for ensuring that the social media companies are behaving as should be when it comes to transparency about what they're doing. And essentially the commission is kind of saying, well, if you don't engage with us the way we think you should, then we reserve the right to impose regulations.
And it's not just the commission. I mean, the EU leaders meeting in council last week, this was on their agenda. There are very real concerns, aren't there, that, you know, given particularly the rise of populist forces and other forces that have been associated with this kind of campaigning, that there could be manipulation of the European elections. How secure are they, in your view?
I think it's a very real risk. And a lot of the problem is that we actually don't know. Facebook, Twitter and other social platforms say what they're trying to do is to the best of their ability. But we have very little transparency on the activities that they're engaged in. It can be quite hard for journalism organizations to try and investigate this because access to the data is often limited. I think it would be foolish to think that there's not coordinated behavior coming up for the European elections. The question really is how are we going to deal with this now? And then going forward, how are we going to deal with this for all future elections across Europe?
What can individuals do in terms of how are people supposed to work out what's fake and what's real when they're looking at news in their feeds?
The first question you should ask when you see a news story being shared or something coming into your newsfeed is ask yourself, where did this come from? What is the actual source of this headline, of this news story? And just because it was shared with you by somebody else doesn't mean it's true. Just because it looks like it might be from a source that you're familiar with doesn't mean it is. So you always have to be conscious that no matter what you're reading when it comes to social media, you always have to second guess what the source of that information is. And if you start there, you become to some degree skeptical, but also you start to understand and build your own understanding about how you deal with these information flows on your screens.